I mean, I agree with Gary. I think that when we're thinking about definitions, that becoming too preoccupied with definitions of intelligence or artificial intelligence is perhaps not so helpful in this context, and that thinking about autonomy or its inverse, as I said, around human control is more helpful. And I think it's in this area that we start to get into the question of this sort of division between good and bad. I think, you know, as Stuart said, you know, the science itself is maths on whiteboards. It's developing very fundamental algorithms that can then be applied in specific ways in specific domains with particular constraints, particular design principles, often particular existing mechanisms for evaluating the effectiveness or appropriateness of a given technology intervention. And I think we should be looking to these sort of domain-specific understandings of what constitutes benefit rather than thinking about this at the level of the basic science. And actually, this I had a thought around the kind of interaction between humans and machines in this regard. Alongside the basic research that we do at DeepMind, one of our forays into looking at specific applications of the technology in the real world, and actually one of our few forays in this regard, is in healthcare. At present, we have a healthcare product called Streams that's been deployed in several British hospitals and is successfully saving people's lives. It actually at present does not include any machine learning models within it. We are doing research on the application of machine learning to diagnostic and treatment planning techniques in healthcare, but we felt it really important to develop our understanding of how to build a product that interacts successfully with humans in a given domain where we can understand, you know, what constraints to put around it to ensure that it's beneficial, to understand how to engage with the overall regulatory structure before we start looking at the more experimental work of applying AI and machine learning in that context. And if you look at the resources that we have deployed to that project, at least as many resources go into our design and user experience team as go into staffing our research teams and our engineering teams. And so I think it's really important that we move carefully and incrementally in every sector where we decide to apply AI in the real world and understand the specifics of that sector and understand how the machines should best interact with humans in that sector to ensure benefit.